A great big Atumwa welcome to our governor, Governor Chet Culver.
Well, thank you very much, Gordon. I really appreciate the kind introduction. Please give my best to the mayor and to all of the city officials and to all of you. Welcome. It's great to have you all here. We're going to have a nice potluck, which we're looking forward to. You ate without me. Hopefully you saved a little something. But it's always nice to get to Atumwa, and we've been through a lot together. Some natural disasters and some tough economic times, but as Gordon just noted, we've tried to be very responsive to your needs here, and what you need as much as anything is some help on infrastructure, on bridge projects, on road projects, and that will do two things. One, it will allow us to invest in our infrastructure, to modernize your infrastructure here in the Atumwa region, and it will also put people to work at a time when we have to do everything we can to create jobs and to retain jobs. And that's why we pushed through last legislative session the iJobs initiative. And I want to thank your legislative delegation. I know that Mary Gaskell was out front on that. And we've got Senators Crimin and Gene Frazee and Tom Courtney here that all worked hard on that initiative as well. And it's making a difference. You know, these projects that Gordon just highlighted are shovel ready. They are going to put people to work, and they're going to allow you to move this community forward because infrastructure is so important. And rail is included in infrastructure, obviously. And we put $3 million of iJobs funding into rail so that we can help improve the lines, the tracks here that come through this town every day, 40 freight trains a day, 2 Amtrak trains a day. And that means that we have to invest in this infrastructure. If we want those trains to be on time and reliable, we need to invest in the track. We need to make improvements to the track. And that's what I'm trying to do as governor. That's what iJobs will allow us to do. That's what the president's stimulus money and related to high-speed rail will allow us to do. $8 billion President Obama has decided to invest in high-speed passenger rail. And that's going to be a great thing for Iowa. It's going to be a great thing for Atumwa because it'll allow us to do two things. One, to improve what we already have, to help Amtrak in this part of the state, to put some money into depots and facilities that Amtrak and the passengers rely on. And number two, it's going to allow us to establish some new routes in Iowa, some new corridors between Iowa City and Chicago, for example. We're working hard on a link between those two cities. And that's also part of this long-term infrastructure vision that I share with President Obama. We need to give Iowans and Americans more cost-effective options when it comes to transportation. We're talking about a $40 round-trip ticket from Iowa City to Chicago so that my family can do that, that your family can afford to do that. And that's going to be a great thing for those college students, for example. We're going to also work on routes between Chicago and Milwaukee and Chicago and St. Louis. This is a new way of looking at rail in America. And it's a critical period, I think, in terms of dealing with congestion on the roads, dealing with expensive alternatives of transportation. A lot of people can't afford a $600 plane ticket, but they can afford a $40 train ticket. Now, none of this could be possible without the cooperation of the freight carriers. And I want to thank Paul Nowicki with Burlington Northern, who is back here, and his team for providing this train today. And we're also partnering with the freight carriers, in this case Burlington Northern, to make these improvements. So they're investing money, the state is investing money, and the federal government is investing money in these projects that are, again, are going to put people to work. We're looking at a major bridge project in Burlington, $100 million plus project. That's going to be a great economic development initiative. We're supporting Burlington Northern in that application to the federal government, and we're excited about how that will really open up this corridor and make it faster, because there's been a lot of delays and inefficiencies because that's just an old bridge that's not modern and prepared to help move the type of freight that we have to move in the 21st century. So obviously you can tell I'm very passionate about job creation and infrastructure. We're very happy that we've been able to work with your county officials, your city officials on a lot of infrastructure projects, bridge projects that's already been noted, road projects, and that's also been the case with other state programs. The Vision Iowa program, for example, it's important for the state and local governments to work together. And as a result of that, our collective dreams will be able to come true, and we can move Ottumwa forward and we can move Iowa forward. So I'm happy to be with all of you today. I'm looking forward to trying to meet as many of you as I can. This is my fourth train trip across Iowa this summer, and we want Iowa to lead in this effort. This is going to be a very competitive process. The $8 billion that I talked about in federal funds, that money will go out in a competitive bidding process. So I'm trying to bring attention to all the great opportunities that Iowa has when it comes to applying for that money. And I think we're certainly making a name for ourselves and drawing a lot of good attention to Iowa as we crisscross the state promoting rail. And it's a fun way to travel. It's a fun way to see my constituents, and it's a great way to see wonderful towns like Ottumwa. So thank you all very much. Great to be here.